I'm filling in for Lee Cantor this morning. We have Stone Payton because Lee's out on jury duty. I wonder if Lee was a little stressed out about that because Lee is Mr. Responsible.
He's stressed out about me running the board. I know that.
He might be, but you know what? He'll have to listen to the show today because we have a great show lined up today. A couple of years ago, we did a show on holiday stress. And, you know, people think of it as such a joyous time of year and everything should be so happy. And the reality of it is sometimes it's not. And there is a lot of stress involved with the holidays, whether you're a business owner or you're a mom and you're shopping. There's a lot of stress involved. So I'm thrilled with our panel this morning. We've brought together some great folks to help talk about stress and help us deal with it. First up this morning, we have a repeat guest. Thrilled that she's here with us today from Stress Free Kids, also from Shark Tank, Lori Light. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
And Lori, I'm anxious to hear how Stress Free Kids is going.
Stress Free Kids is going great. We have opened up the world of social media, and Stress Free Kids has a YouTube channel now, and I'm posting tips and trying to really get the word out there and help families manage stress.
You're definitely doing a good job. I know the CDs that you sent my kids, they love. They listen to them at bedtime, and we kind of joke about the fact that they usually don't get through the first track.
That is the trick.
So then the next night we have to start with the second track because it definitely does help them unwind. And I'm amazed just how much stress kids do have, and I'm sure it's increased at the holiday time. So I want to touch base with you in a little bit to see what kind of tips you might have for parents to manage that stress with kids. Next up, we have Dr. Kathleen Hall, who in my mind really is the stress expert. She's been on NBC, Oprah, Dr. Oz, she speaks around the world on stress. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Dr. Hall.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to be here.
I can't wait to hear the exciting things you have going on. But most importantly, Kathleen, I'm anxious to hear the tips that you might have on helping us deal with holiday stress. Next up, also, we have the author of Free to Soar, and she's here to talk to us a little bit about stress in her book, Trish Wilkinson. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you, Amy. Glad to be here this morning.
So let's start at the beginning, okay? I'm a mom. I'm shopping, got kids hanging on my arms. Lori, how do you suggest helping to manage the stress with kids?
Well, you brought up a good one, shopping. Shopping is stressful for everybody, and especially for children. And I think that it's important for parents to be aware of the difficult situation they may be putting their child in scheduling extended shopping sessions or lots of changes going in and out of cars. Some children are very sensitive to noise and visual stimulation. I like to see parents take that into account when they're deciding if they should go to a mall or not. And my tip is to, you know, schedule adult shopping for adults and schedule kid shopping for your kids. And I think it's lovely to pick a particular store that you know is child friendly, have a particular gift in mind that you can bring your child in on it, in the holiday spirit, choosing that special gift, but in a calm way. You know, schedule the trip when it's not their bewitching hour or when you know that they'll be tired. And really make it something special, something calm, and something they can do together to bond over instead of a situation where you're yelling and dragging and rushing and pushing and crowds. And, you know, try to think of it from a child's point of view.
I also liked one of the tips I saw on your website talking about relatives. That's always stressful at the holidays, but you don't think about it with kids when they only see relatives once a year and they're young. They might forget them, you know, and there's anxiety when you talk about Aunt Marge, but give us your tip on that.
That's true, and I think that with just a little bit of planning, you can really help ease anxiety for children on relative get-togethers. And what I suggest doing is pulling out a photo album or getting on the computer and finding photos of aunts and uncles and cousins that your children haven't seen in a while, and let them become familiar with not only their names, but also their faces. And you could even play little fun matching games where you can lay them out and try to match up the name with Aunt Mary. And I think that when the children actually go to the function, there's that familiarity has them ease their anxiety and make it go a little smoother for everybody.
That's a great tip. Dr. Hall, I know with the economy the way it is, I mean, no matter how you slice it, that people are anxious financially. I mean, you've got the holiday parties. People are overeating. I mean, tell us, how do you suggest people balancing these demands and the holiday stress?
One of the biggest things is to have a meeting of the minds. What we know is that when people feel in control or have a sense of being in control, they produce less cortisol, less adrenaline, less norepinephrine. They have less stress hormones even produced. And remember, we're chemical soups. Every thought, every emotion, every action that you do changes the chemical soup inside of you, especially your children, these little minds and bodies and souls. So a plan is huge. When we feel out of control, that's when we really lose our minds. And remember, the data is very clear. Our children mirror our stress. Well, you know, our studies continually show that. So trying to hide it or pretend like you don't have it really never works. So the first thing is have a family meeting immediately, if you haven't had one already, and say, number one, what is the intention? What is our focus for this holiday season? Is it giving to others? Is it serving others? Is it being compassion? Is it trying to find a family that we can serve, one family? And the reason is you're actually incorporating your children and your spouse into this decision so that when you lose your way, not if, when you lose your way and somebody's screaming or something's burning on the stove or the dog eats one of the presents, whatever happens, you're sitting there and you can help remind each other that this is the focus of our holiday. It's about family. It's about forgiveness. It's about love. It's about praying for the people who have families in Iraq and Afghanistan. Keep the main thing about the main thing, which is the main thing. You would not believe just even that one little tip how it can lower the anxiety and pressure. So that's number one. Second is finances are a huge problem always. So make sure you have a folder for every expense. That includes teacher's gifts. That includes family gifts. And be absolutely precise. 75% of us overspend in December. That's why January is one of my biggest media months, to tell you the truth, because depression sets in, anxiety, all the MasterCards and the Visas, and we really don't have the money to pay for that. Also, 80% of us lose sleep, a significant amount of sleep, between Thanksgiving and the New Year. We also know the new studies on sleep show us what that does. It makes us even more stressed, more tired, more short. And it really affects our immune system, and especially with H1N1, this is another concern. So we talk about the financial stress that we have this year, but also a lot of us moms, a lot of our families are concerned about the diseases that are going around. You know, so it's a really big chemical soup. But here again, we don't have to be fearful. We have hard science on exactly things we can do. Number one is a plan. Two is absolutely sit down with your family and address the financial concerns. And then the next easiest thing I would say is learn to say yes and learn to say no. So for an example, if all of a sudden it pops up and a teacher goes, could you take over this party at school? You come back to your family thing and go, no, our intention is to serve others. So I have to say no. Or if that can be part of it, because three kids in the school maybe have families that are in Iraq or Afghanistan or a mother with a brain tumor, you may talk to the family and go, is this part of our plan? So that everybody's on the same page. This is one of the biggest problems I've seen in doing this for 20 years, is it's miscommunication. It's not malice. It's really not even stress overload. It's just miscommunication.
Interesting. So really having a plan is important. Talk a little bit about the reduced light exposure, because, Kathleen, I don't know about you, but when the day ends, the sunlight ends at 4 o'clock, I'm having a hard time. I feel like going to bed at 7:30.
So great point. Not only do we overspend, not only do we have a lack of sleep, seasonal affective disorder is alive and well. That's a low level of depression. We call it SAD. Started about a month ago. And it is, we at one time thought 25% of North Americans have seasonal affective disorder. Now we're up to 40%. It is a real clinical thing. Your children also get it. My oldest daughter, Amy, you know, Brittany, she happens to be a physician, an ICU doctor. And in the research that has come out in the last 2 years, I found out part of her problem that we had dealing with her whole entire childhood was she had really exacerbated seasonal affective disorder. Wow. And it's too bad we didn't know it then. So make sure you get out at least 15 minutes a day. Try to get your kids in the sun. You get in the sun. We also, these lights used to be very expensive. You can have for your home. Buy them. They're very inexpensive now. Make sure you keep them on. Another thing is omega-3s. Make sure you're taking at least 3 grams a day, unless you're taking a lot of other meds. Check with your doctor. You can also make sure your meals are filled with B6s. You can Google and find out the foods that are B6. It actually helps the brain and the body, create serotonin in the body. So you can actually eat for it. We know things like meditation, even a five-minute meditation, listening to music, all of these kinds of things actually rewire the brain, and actually we produce more neurons, and it actually makes us more resilient to the seasonal affective disorder. Also, don't forget exercise. I suggest that people, if you can in the morning right now, like this morning, get out, try to walk. What we know is that people that actually get sunlight in the morning, within the first hour of being awake, it affects melatonin production in the brain. So if you can get a dog, a lot of my friends will go, oh, I can't believe you have a dog and a Jack Russell and you have to walk him in the morning. I said, sweetheart, at my stage, my kids are grown, and instead of me laying in that really warm, cuddly bed, it makes you get out there.
Right.
You get the exercise, you get the melatonin production, you get your day started also. And you know, group support. I walk every morning, so I have the little old lady in the walker that I see every morning. I have the woman who works at the Holiday Inn who comes on the bus every morning. So I even have a little family that in the morning we walk together. So be creative, but you got to remember it's a real effective thing that's going to last till about March.
I hadn't really thought about it much until this year, and it just feels like the days have gotten so much shorter, and I feel like hibernating.
And be aware with your kids, because again, we almost punished our daughter for being lazy, all the quote lazy, not wanting to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. She gained weight. See, we didn't know. We know so much more now.
Right. Yeah, we definitely know a lot more. And going back to Lori just for a moment, you have a series of books that help kids with stress. Talk a little bit about that, because something Kathleen mentioned, I mean, here she is a stress expert, and yet sometimes with kids, we don't see it in even our own kids, and we know so much more now, as she was saying. What are some of the things that you found in researching stress with kids, and how have you come about your book series?
Well, I think that the difficult thing that we have is that we are acknowledging that children are experiencing stress. I mean, years ago, they didn't even think that children were vulnerable to stress, and now we are much more aware. So hooray for that. Right. And then the next step is, well, what do we do about it? You know, so what I've done is I've taken actual research-based techniques that professional psychologists and doctors have been using forever, but what I've done is put them into a story so that it became a vehicle to reach the children, and it's non-threatening, it is non-instructional, it's basically you read a story to the children and they follow along and they learn an actual technique for stress management and anger management, and also for building self-esteem. I have a book, Affirmation Weaver, which is using positive statements, and you can use that not only for self-esteem but also for relaxation, because you can say, I am calm, and you would be amazed at the effect that will have on your whole body, mind, and spirit. And I love what Kathleen was saying about 15 minutes outside. I mean, that's just one more opportunity to take your child outside for 15 minutes and focus on your child and focus on the simple things. I mean, sit still for a couple of minutes and look at a flower, you know, without even talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, today children are so overstimulated and there's so much talking in their own heads and around them all of the time that, you know, a moment of silence is a beautiful gift, and to be getting your sunshine at the same time. Yeah. I love that. Or sit outside and, you know, read one of my books like Sea Otter Cove together and lie down and on a rock or the deck or the porch and feel the sun and practice your diaphragmatic breathing in the sunshine. You know, I love this. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's great synergy here. Excited about that. We talk about writing books and talk about life experience. Trish Wilkinson, tell us a little bit about your journey and your book.
Okay, I sure will. I would like to thank Dr. Hall. A lot of the points that she mentioned is very similar to what I had this morning to share. But, you know, women have a very difficult job, from raising children, managing households, working full-time, being a wife, a mom. And we burn our candle at both ends. And the demands that society places on us and that we place on ourselves begins to just drain us emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Life becomes very stressful, and the pressure to achieve those goals just began to wreak havoc in our life, and that's exactly what happened to me. I experienced a very tumultuous time in which I dealt with a severe episode of depression and anxiety. Just found myself at a very desperate situation. And during that time and in that experience, God took me from my lowest depth and healed and restored me. I do want to reiterate that depression is caused by an imbalance of two chemicals in the brain, serotonin and norepinephrine. And these chemicals control our mood and regulate our feelings of pain. And this pain can manifest itself in various ways. It can manifest itself emotionally, psychologically, physically. And I pretty much experienced all of those. And the majority of the time, depression and anxiety go hand in hand. And I suffered anxiety disorder as well, with very intense panic attacks. And I just chronicle my experience, and I just share that experience with those, because I have found in ministry, been in ministry about 14 years now, that it really doesn't matter where you are in life, educated, uneducated, very wealthy, poor. It really doesn't matter what your culture is. It can just happen expectedly at any point in time. And I'm just very open and honest with my experience, in hopes to just create an awareness and dispel that misunderstanding that plagues depression. And there's such a stigma attached to it also. And I just want to express to the women out there, if they're struggling with depression or anxiety disorder, not to feel deficient or lacking in any way, that, you know, it can happen to us all at any point in time, but there's definitely a good day coming and a better life ahead.
The new career you have, what's been the most exciting part of it? I mean, you've probably gone, I don't even know what you did before, but probably something very different than being a speaker and an author. What do you like about your new career?
Well, basically, just the fact that I can offer motivation and empower women. I have spoke with various groups, anywhere from youth to young adults, middle-aged adults, to senior citizens. But I just have a God-given passion for hurting women and those that just struggle with life, and just to be a very small part in that healing process, just to encourage and motivate and empower today's woman.
It's important to be empowered, definitely. And I think that your focus on women is important, because they do take on a lot. You mentioned they burn the candle at both ends of the stick, and having smart women in the room today, we're all shaking our heads. We know what that's like, definitely. Kathleen, can you address a little bit in the workplace? You know, we've talked a lot about women and about holidays, and oftentimes the holiday planning does fall to the woman. I'm sure the men feel the stress too. I mean, you're talking about corporate America right now, where the economy's not good. There's stress within companies. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, how are companies helping to manage this stress, whether it's holiday stress or just stress with the economy? Is there anything they can be doing other than, you know, bringing in motivational speakers or, you know, trying to lift the morale? What are some basic tips for them?
Absolutely. Very simple, quick, and, you know, it's in my second book. And it's called self-care. This is usually, I deal with acronyms because we're also overbooked, overworked, and overwhelmed. Each one of my books in the series is all developed around very simple acronyms you can remember. So when I work with corporations, I ask them to work in these four areas, whether it was my training at Harvard or UMass with Jon Kabat-Zinn, or all the, as you well know, places that again, I studied the greatest. I was privileged to study with the greatest minds in the world how to deal in a scientific way with stress. And then, you know, I also lived with Aboriginal tribes and healers and shaman and Reiki masters to do the science and the soul part. So I call it where science meets the soul. So it's called self-care. S is for serenity. We have just thousands of studies about very short meditation. So I ask corporations to either have a site like ours at the Mindful Living Network, where you can go to the meditation room for 5 minutes. What we know is people that just get silent and even meditate for 5 minutes, you produce serotonin, your dopamine changes, everything changes about the body and mind and soul. You become more creative. You become kinder to each other. Productivity, creativity, everything you want in leadership and working in a company. If I have a lot of CEOs and people I work with that cannot get silent, they have monkey brains, very busy, very fast. So I also work with them to, whether it's somebody, I almost mentioned his name, who we all know, who's very much into nature. I actually went to his farm and we taped the favorite nature sounds, so he has those on his iPod. And we also have a new whole science of ecotherapy, which I could talk about, and that's in my next book. But so anything, music, your favorite music, especially this time of year, I ask them to please give their employees 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon for the S. E is exercise. Even if you walk around your building, in this building on the seventh floor, walk up and down the stairs. Also, in your desk, memorize 5 chair or bed yoga positions. And I did learn that when I was dealing with hospice and terminal patients for a long time. And what you can do is, whether you're in your car stuck in traffic in Atlanta, or whether you're at your right before a meeting, if you're going to have a big meeting, sit at your desk, do 5 yoga stretches. What we know is it extends the muscles, it gets rid of all that acid in your muscle tissue, and relaxes you. So you walk into your meeting very composed, or a conference call. L is love. Always keep 3 people that are on your text, on your phone, or on your email. What we know is, the minute that I'm upset and I text Amy, or I call you really quick and I go, I am really stressed out, or I'm really angry, or Jim didn't call me back, or the meeting came apart, and Amy goes, you know, that's fine, Kathleen, blah, 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 is what we know is friends, community resets your thermostat. Also, in companies, I ask them to please give them their conference room once a week for 30 minutes, and whether it's a study on spirituality, gardening, I don't care what the group meets for, but what we know is people that meet in a group once a week produce oxytocin and their health outcomes. The data is very clear, and I could go on about the studies are enormous on that. And F is food. Don't forget, food is medicine. Food changes your mood. Never forget breakfast. It can increase your metabolism. We women that are worried about our weight, as much as 25%. It is the single most thing to balance your moods during stress and depression is eating breakfast. Also, set the example for your children. And then, again, omega-3s, which I talked about before, we all need to be taking, eating as much fish as possible. And also, please remember, there's different statuses of omega-3s. That's a whole other topic. But and eat a diet rich in B6s. So, and again, this is education that you can teach at a company. See, so it's an integrative process. But, Amy, the biggest thing I've seen in the last 2 years is companies are slicing their budget and cutting so deep. They don't care much about work-life balance anymore. They don't care about stress. Their feeling is the strong survive. For everybody who loses a job, you've got 10,000 people behind them in the line. Mm. So stress and burnout and PTSD has almost become a survival of the fittest thing in corporate world right now, I'll be honest. So it's a very different approach than when I started this. And became the first, you know, doing my spokesperson work, whether it was Unilever or Microsoft. But even 10 years ago, they loved their employees. They wanted to keep everybody. It was all this nourishment. And the sad thing is with this new healthcare plan with the government, we know that wellness and health has got to be the priority.
Sure. It definitely has to be the priority. How can people reach you via your website? You talked about the mindful living aspect, and you have a great meditation room there. You have a lot of resources that are free to our listeners. Can you give them that website?
Yeah, it's mlntv.com is an easy one to remember, or Mindful Living Network. Or MLN.com. And the other is just go to the Stress Institute and you can click off. And we are completely redoing all of our sites in the next, we're doing a synergistic thing in the next 3 months. We're going to bring in experts like Lori and other people from all over the world, hopefully. Some people I've met through doing so much Oprah and other things that are really experts in mindful living and how you can live a more mindful life. And how I got into the field of mindful living is the more you study with these world experts and these very spiritual, holy people and the labs at Stanford, I don't care where I went, it's all about mindfulness, because the more you're aware of your life and the more mindful you live, the more kind you are to yourself primarily, and it overflows like a water in a glass. Mm-hmm. So stress is stress, and I've done stress, as you well know, forever. But then my next wave of work that I'm really getting into is mindful living, and that's why we started the Mindful Living Network. People in this chaotic, crazy world, they don't know how to create mindful families. Mm. They don't know how to live mindfully and create mindful companies and a mindful world. Because, by the way, we really aren't going to survive as a world, as a global, as a planet, as Earth, unless we learn how to be kind and live mindful.
Yeah, there's so much to be said for that. I mean, just the phrase mindful living, it makes you think differently. After we got together last time, I kept a kite in my trunk. It was spring, and we would just stop the car and we would fly the kite. We'd see wind and we'd, hey, we're going to live mindfully. We're going to play. We're going to fly the kite. But you don't think of those things unless you're reminded often. So,
well, and even walking down here to your radio show, I was with somebody, and somebody had a lavender sweater, and I think they said something about me noticing it. And I said, yes, remember what your favorite colors are, mm-hmm. and spiritually what they mean to you, or anything like that, and your whole life opens up. And you'll also, it's a trickle-down theory. You change your children.
It
you
is.
You create mindful children.
It's so true.
And children love colors. So that's an easy one for them. In fact, another little trick is that I've been getting feedback from children that after experiencing a few minutes with a visualizing with colors, they can then take that into their everyday life by when they're in a situation of feeling unhappy or fearful or anxiety, they can just think of that color and they can change their whole being.
And Lori, I love what you said because, you know, the mantras, we used words for a long time. And I work with so many artists and people that are ADD or ADHD, that color is one of the primordial stress reducers that we do. I have them wear shawls. We've created mindfulness bracelets, which I call the mindfulness bracelets of different colors. And again, I learned that from the tribes. I lived with a shaman, and they don't use a lot of words. They use primordial five-sense things that we all know in our reptilian brain in the back. And that's why we're losing our minds. We miss, you know, it's so absent from our lives. We are, at our core, spiritual human beings connected to each other.
That's so true.
Well, I am so blessed to meet Dr. Hall today because she's going to love my books. I actually have two books that have children visualizing, filling their bodies, and going for a ride in a bubble that's filled with different colors.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Lori, how can people purchase the books?
Well, I'm happy to announce that Borders has given my titles a place on their shelves, Nationwide Placement in Borders. So you can certainly go into Borders, and that's a wonderful place to relax. And they have a nice little children's area that my children love to sit in and do some relaxing and just get away from the world for a little while. And also, of course, on my website, stressfreekids.com. There's also available, as well as a lot of family packages, so...
Perfect. And I highly recommend that relaxation for teenagers. That was great. Thank you.
Oh,
for
my indigo
that.
Indigo yeah, teen dreams.
That was wonderful. That's a great Christmas present with
Thank
Christmas
you.
Around the corner.
Thank you. Yes, teenagers are often overlooked and kind of our little forgotten group. So mm-hmm. I created that specifically to help them and address them.
Definitely helps.
They go through a very frustrating, mm-hmm. angry, and stressful time period. So,
yeah. With the hormones and everything else, and then the stress of schoolwork. I know my kids will be studying until 10 o'clock at night, and they can't turn it off. Then they just go right to bed. So those CDs have really helped. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great gifts. Thanks for being with us today, Lori. We really appreciate it, and just incredible ideas and thoughts from our stress experts. But you know, if you're thinking about a gift for the holiday season, and we're talking about relaxation and trying to get rid of the stress in our lives, you might not want to wait till Christmas time. You might want to treat yourself to a little something, or you might want to do your Christmas shopping with Grace. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Grace from Kai Medical Spas. Welcome.
Aloha. Good morning.
Grace, you are a repeat guest of ours as well. We had some... what did we call it? Snappy women in business in the area on and business owners. And Grace was so impressive with her concept and her spas that she's opened in Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about Kai and maybe give us some stress tips as to how our listeners can de-stress now.
Well, Kai actually in the Hawaiian language means a body of water. I lived in Hawaii for 8 years and I absolutely loved it. So when I was opening up a medical spa here in Atlanta, I really wanted something that meant something dear to me and share that with everybody here in Atlanta. And when you think of Hawaii, you usually think of beauty, nature, just everything positive. And I wanted this positive experience to not just influence our clientele, but also my staff. You know, instead of calling them employees, we're basically a family. And also in the Asian culture, it means to make a healthy change. And so I kept going back to that name, and that's what kind of stuck. And we've been in Atlanta for about 4.5 years, Sandy Springs and Johns Creek. And, you know, I went to Hawaii just before Thanksgiving, and I hadn't been back in 6 years. And I forgot how awesome that place is. And I'm listening to all these wonderful professional women here this morning and the whole mindful living. Talk about mindful living mm-hmm. in Hawaii. Mm. I mean, hiking and kayaking and just walking and breathing in the fresh air and the wonderful food. I mean, oh, the fruits are just amazing. So, anyhow,
short of a trip to Hawaii,
I want to go to Hawaii now.
There you go. Well, the reason why I bring that up is
and each island is different.
Each island is very, very unique. And so it depends on what you're really looking for. Of course, you can find relaxation on all the Hawaiian islands. But anyhow, when I went to Hawaii, my purpose was vacation, but also to bring back things that were handmade, things that were made in Hawaii that I can share with Atlanta and everybody else here in the U.S. on the mainland. And so talking about gifts, we have some great gifts that we're actually launching this Saturday in our Sandy Springs store. We're having a customer appreciation day so that we can give you some ideas about some different gifts that you can give. We are a medical-grade spa, so talking about stress this morning, we do offer services like therapeutic massages, facials, and things like that. But also, when you are stressed, your body shows, and that could be acne for teenagers and adults. And so we do have medical-grade products as well as services to combat that acne during the holiday period. And then also gift certificates. Talk about the stress relief. If you don't know what you want to get for someone, come in, we'll take care of it. Or if you don't have time to come in, just call us and we'll take care of it over the phone.
That's a great gift, too. I know every year, my birthday is on Christmas Eve.
Are you serious?
Yes, and my in-laws always get me a spa day, and it's perfect. I'll wait till January to use it. It is the best because that's something I never buy myself. I should. I mean, I should live more mindfully and think of myself more, but I don't ever buy that for myself. Mm-hmm. But what a great gift to give someone. I mean, to be able to use after the holidays or now. If you're out shopping and you're getting stressed out, we need to take care of ourselves, right?
Definitely. And if you don't know what you want to do or what's going to relax you, call us. We do complimentary consultations. If you want to do something about whatever skin condition that you have, but you're not sure what to do about it, we'll help you.
Yeah, you're the guinea pig for all your products. I remember you telling me that last time.
Definitely.
Well, she's beautiful, so they're working.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's definitely working.
And I want to look like that.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know what? Sometimes a fake tan that looks natural, we do airbrush tanning. It took me 3 years to find one that didn't smell and that faded well, and it just looked very, very natural. So if you want something that kind of lifts your spirits, then come in for an airbrush tan, and we'll customize it, for you. If you want to add a little shimmer, we can do that.
For the holidays.
For the holidays.
All jazzed up.
Get you ready for the parties.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, because again, if we knew the danger of the tanning booths, they need to go to you instead of the tanning booths, but that's a whole other dermatological thing I could go off on.
Definitely. Well, we're guinea pigs, and I've tried a lot of things to combat my age spots, sunspots.
Wonderful. So, again, tell folks how they can reach you. Going on your website, you can purchase gift certificates there, too, right?
Well, we don't actually have the ability right now to purchase online, but just call us.
Okay.
Our website's kaimedspa.com, and go onto our Facebook page because we're going to have different specials and different tips every week in December. So that's facebook.com/KaiMedSpa.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today,
Grace. Thank you.
And thanks for all of our wonderful guests and great stress experts. What a fabulous show. And by the way, this show gets put out on Facebook and Twitter, and don't be surprised if you get calls from folks in all over going, I listened to your interview on the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Thank you so much for being with us today. And gosh, Stone, you've been kind of quiet over there.
He's in a room full of women.
Well, that's because I'm not sure about how to run my mic, but I'm working on it.
you've done a great job, Stone. We need a little testosterone in the room this morning. Thank you for being with us,
You're more than welcome. I thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Yeah, great show. Thanks for running the board for us. And until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. ¶¶